This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Texas is hoping to cash in by suing Google over deceptive trade practices. TSN's Chris Fox has more.
False and misleading practices. That's the focus of the Texas lawsuit against Google. It stems from a Google radio ad campaign in Texas where iHeart DJs were pressured to record testimonials for the Pixel 4 phone, a phone they'd never used. The lawsuit calls for Google to cease its, quote, misleading practices and pay monetary penalties. Chris Fox, TSN News.
The fate of a public health rule, which has been used to quickly deport more than a million illegal immigrants, is now in the hands of a federal appeals court. At a hearing this week, ACLU attorney Lee Gallant argued that the COVID pandemic should not be the basis for sending asylum seekers back to Mexico.
As they walk over the bridge, the cartels are sitting there waiting for them. Mothers and fathers are holding their little kids' hands, knowing that the cartels are at the other end.
President Biden on the campaign trail promised to reverse course on the Trump-era immigration rules, but the use of Title 42 has remained in effect. It's used to deport most migrants as a way to slow the spread of COVID. The Department of Justice defended its continued use, arguing that detention centers are not equipped to handle the variants. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas filed its final winter weatherization readiness report of the season with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. The report shows 321 out of 324 electric generation units and transmission facilities fully passed inspection for new winterization regulations from the commission. The Paris-Lamar County Health District reported one new fatality from COVID-19 on Wednesday. There were seven new positive PCR tests and 114 new positive antigen tests for the coronavirus. There are currently 1,648 active cases of the virus in Lamar County. Trial is underway in New Boston for a man accused of intentionally ramming his vehicle into a minivan on Highway 82 in DeKalb last January. Two boys in the minivan, 7-year-old Riley Burgess and 3-year-old James Crowley, were pronounced dead at the scene. 22-year-old Zachary Blaze Salazar of Texarkana has been charged with two counts of capital murder. Because the state is not seeking the death penalty, he faces life without the possibility of parole if convicted. Salazar is also charged with four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon related to the four other people in the van that were seriously injured. The Super Bowl of Caring movement has been inspiring people across the nation to tackle hunger in their local communities for over 30 years. Donations of soup or money will be held by local 4-H clubs in Texas between now and February 13th. This initiative uses the time frame around one of the nation's largest sporting events, the NFL Super Bowl, as a tool to feed families throughout the state. All efforts are local, so you're helping the people in your community who are in need. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has tested positive for COVID-19. The Attorney General's office did not immediately say whether Paxton was vaccinated. Paxton is the latest high-ranking state official to be diagnosed with COVID-19. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tested positive the week before Christmas and New Year's Day. Governor Greg Abbott tested positive in August. A Hopkins County man has died of injuries he received in a single-vehicle rollover crash on FM 3019, about 7 miles north of Winnsboro. State troopers say 35-year-old David Rivers of Picton was attempting to pass another vehicle when he lost control of his pickup and overturned several times, and he was ejected. He died later at an area hospital. The crash is under investigation. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.